we'll start over again. Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, the bottom of the Gemara again, that it says that his sugiyad noyde ketsad oni sharach esosh shenes nerechoni. So Moses says, my time was the reason. Yom Kippur Pesach says shetaf sugiyad hanoyder the noyde tola rachmona. That by erchin it depends upon the person that makes the erchin the noyder according to how much he could afford he has to pay. Then the Mishnah said, Abba the kabbona saying it came by kabbona, it's not that way. We need to say, Reishom, a kabbonah shom mitzvah zeholai, hoye mitzvah oni, maybe korban oni. If the mitzvah himself was an oni, so the person has been mechayv himself to bring that korban, he could also bring a korban oni, birds and not a behemah. V'yaf agav the madiri osher, poshas marash, even though the madir, the one that's been mechayv himself now, could afford a behemah is rich, still he has the right to go after the mitzvah, the yoni. So more ask the question, why? V'yimdalu omer rachmono. V'lei dalu, the Torah only says, by the mitzvah that's poor, if he can't, dalhu, if he can't afford it. Ma'ashen can hear that the madir is rich, he could afford it, he should have to bring a korban behemah, a korban mitzvah osher. So more says, true, omer rab yitzchok kishoye madir oni. The Mishnah is only talking about with the madir. Again, we're talking about now, there's somebody that's a mitzvah and he's poor, he has to bring his kabonis, his birds. And somebody else now is mechayev himself to bring those same type of kabbonis. So we're talking about now with this somebody else, this Reuven is a noni also. So since he's a noni and he's mechayev himself to bring the korban mitzvah oni of Shimon, he also could bring the birds. So more still we have to question why. V'dilma maybe oledi day chas rachmon, the Torah only had rachmonis upon the mitzvah himself. But amadi roloi, but now this Reuven has been mechayev himself the korban, he's not a real mitzvah. He's only putting the chiv to bring the korban upon himself. Maybe not. Do Aksir the Pasuk says who? Maybe only in Dalhu, only when the mitzvah himself is poor, is a Torah Mekum. But with the Madir, even though he's poor, maybe he still has to bring a behemoth, a korban osher. That's the most question. Like, Dil Moleh Dechos Rachmona Madir Uloi, do Aksir who? So Moleh says, Amar Rav Adam Aravino, the Pasuk says, V'yein Yodoy Ma'asegis, next to Pasuk by mitzvah, telling us, L'Rabbe says HaNoider, that when the Noider is also poor, he also has a right to bring a korban oni, the birds. But what comes out, Avo Madiri Oshib, let's say this Reuven, that wants to put upon himself the chiyuv that the Mitzvah has to bring, if the Madir, this Reuven, is rich, is Hochinami Demaisa Bashir Senchanami, then he also has to bring a korban Oshir, even though the Mitzvah that's in front of him is an oni, and that Mitzvah brings the birds. But since this Madir, this Reuven, that's been Mechayiv himself, the same Kabbonis that Mitzvah has to bring, since the Madir is an Oshir, the Madir would have to bring a Behemah and not the birds. So Mor says, if that's like a Pshat, if that's the Pshat in came so, Mayav of Kabbonis Einakein, what does the Mishnah mean to say that by Kabbonis is not that way? It's the same way, just what the Erchin we say is totally how you are. If you're a noni, you bring the free how much you could afford. If you're an oshi, you bring how much you're supposed to. So who by kabbonis also? If you're an oni, then you could bring a korban oni. But if you're an oshi, you have to bring a korban oshi. So the chur kabbonis is the same halacha like Erchin. So what does the Mishnah say? Abba be kabbonis ain't a king. So more answers. There's a Daf Yud Zayin on the days. The Gemara says, Chada mitzvah oni umadiru oni. Is that the truth? Where the Mitzvah is an Oni, and the Madir, this Reuven, is also an Oni, true, then he brings a korban Oni. But the Chod, what the Mishnah means to say not that way is, Lemute Mitzvah Osher, or Madiri Oni. This is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. In the case where this Reuven has been Mechayiv himself, the korban is an Osher, even though the Mitzvah himself is an Oni. So here's the case that the Osher has to bring the korban Osher. Because otherwise, Sakratata Chemin Rabbi thought to say, Hoyov Yisrabi Yisrabi, since it's a Chiddush to say what? That you could bring the Korban, is Kamash Malon. So again, the Gersa should be like this. Again, the Gemara's like over again. That Choda Amitzera Oni Umadir Oni. Enechnami true. That case is not what the Mishnah means, Abu Bakobona Sayna Kain. Because where the Mitzera and the Madir are both Oni, and Enechnami, then even the Madir also brings the Korban Oni. But the Choda, the second Kiddush means where the Mishnah means to say that Kabbonis is not like Erchin means Lamute Mitzvah Osher, in a case where the Mitzvah himself was an Osher. So the Mitzvah himself has to bring a Korban Osher, has to bring the Behemoth. And the Kiddush is Umadiri Oni, in a case where the Madid is Reuven, is Mechayiv himself to bring those Kabbonis as an Oni. So by Erchin, we go bossy you, the Madir, to say you pay according to what you could afford. But by Kabbonis, it's not that way. that this Madira, even though he's a non-Eid, but since he's been mechayev himself the carbon of a Mitzrayim Asher, he has to bring those kabonis, what an Asher brings, and not what he could afford the Yani. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. But the Gemara explains now, because otherwise, Saka Tatechun, the Rabbi would have to say, Hayov Yisrabi Yisrabi, since, Rashi says, since we're Mesrabi the Neider, from the Pasuk Miyen Yodim Masegis, that the Zerah had Rachmonis upon the Neider, the Madir also, like in the case where he's an Oni and the Mitzrayim is an Oni, he could pass himself with the carbon of an Oni. So I would have thought to say, here what did in this case also, where the Madir is an Oni, even though the Mitzrayim himself is an Asher, Kamash Mulan, know that here he has to bring the carbon of an Asher. That's the Chiddush Gemara, Kamash Mulan, that here we don't say it. That by Mitzrayim we don't say it. Again, where the Madir is an Oni, but the Mitzrayim himself was an Asher, here you still have to bring the carbon of the Asher, even though you, the Madir, is an Oni. Samara says, the Fisha Metzinu, that we find the Erechim, that Oni Sherechess Asher. If an Oni puts the Chiv upon himself to bring the carbon of an Asher, the Erechim of an Asher, nice an Erech Oni, still the Oni has to pay what he could afford. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Avseh Keinu Adin by Karbonus also. If the Madir is an Oni, he only has to pay what he could afford. On this Talmud, no, the Pasuk says, Im Dal Hu. The only if he's a Dal means where the Mitzvah is a Dal, then do we have this Peturim. Mashenkin, if the Mitzvah himself is an Asher, and the Madir, even though he's a Noni, still will have to bring the Korban of an Asher. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Yom that he says, I'm Rani, Af B'Yerchen Kain, that he says, even by Yerchen, also the same Halacha, that if the Oni is Mechayiv himself, the Yerchen that an Asher makes, he'll have to pay the schum of an Asher. Amr, what do we see? That Amr, he holds bas the chiyuv of the gavra, then we go bas the chiyuv of the gavra. Like if you'd hear a person or an Asher say he's mechayiv himself to pay his own erchin, and then somebody else, even an Oni, comes and says gamani, he has to bring the same chiyuv the Asher has to bring, because you go according to the gavra, the chiyuv of the gavra, linen. If so, v'hol loy tzricha kroa. If so, lemute. Is so who the muti mai? It comes out then according to Rebbe, you don't need a pasuk by mitzvah to teach us that in the case where the madir is an oni and the mitzvah himself is an osher, that the madir has to bring a korban osher. Pshita, the madir has to bring a korban osher. He is not worse than erchin. That in the case where there is a chiv upon the osher to bring his erchin, or like here if the mitzvah himself is an osher, so the Mitzvah has the Chiyuv, a Chiyuv, the Garfer, ready to bring the Korban Asher, Pshita Minas Svaru, who had in the Madir. This Reuven that's putting the Chiyuv upon himself, but also has to bring the Korban Asher. So why don't need a Pasuk, Imdalu, Vayim Mitzvah? So that's the Gemara's question, according to Rebbe, who Lamute Mai? So Gemara says, Anachmami, Lamute comes to exclude Mitzvah Oni, O Madira Asher. It comes to exclude in the case where the Mitzvah Taker is an Oni. And he has the chiyuv to bring a korban oni means the birds. But the chiddush is with Madira, this Reuven that says like a me too, even though he's saying me too, he has to bring a korban asher. Here's the chiddush, because that I would have thought to say, however Yom Rebbe, since Rebbe says, boss the chiyuv with the gavros din, and I go boss the chiyuv of the person, so there, since the Mitzvah himself is an oni, he only has to bring two birds, so maybe this Madir also only has to bring two birds, you go boss the chiyuv with the gavra. Adish Kamash Vulon, that's the Chiddush of the word who? No. When do we say Imdalu? Only if the Mitzvah is an Oni. But over here, where the Mitzvah himself, even though the Mitzvah himself was an Oni, but since the Madir, the one that's making this Neder, he himself could afford it, he himself was an Asher, that's the Chiddush, that he has to bring a Korban Asher. That's who? That Korbanos is still different than the Lach HaPash of Erchin. The Mishnah says, Yehoyah Oni Vehesher. Let's say first the person was a poor person, and then he became rich, Vehesher. Rashi says it means Kaidim Nesina, before he gives the money of the Erechin. Or else the opposite way. Or else Osher Veheni, first he was rich, and then he became poor. So Lachar is Nois and Erech Osher. Both these two cases, he has to give the Erech of Nosher. Since there was a time, from the time that he made his Erechin, his name Kabbalah, until he gives it, that he was rich, he could afford it, so Adashim Sukkim, the Golo Khurm, will have to give the way he, how much he's worth. He wouldn't have that there, that he's poor. We have Yudam, Rabbi Yudah said, even digging Chinesh, Rabbi Yudah, Oimer, Oni Vehesh, let's say first he was poor, Bishasi made the Erechin, even though let's say he was 30 years old, So Zerichon should be 50 shkolim. By that time he was poor, he couldn't afford more than 5. Thasher, then later, became rich, and because of money, but the time when he goes to pay it, he's again poor. Sibudus Chiddush is still nice and Erech Asher. He has to pay the 50 shkolim, since there was a time that he could afford it, at that time it's kaveh, he has to pay the 50. Abel, the Kabonis ain't a cane, but by carbon it's not that way. By Kabonis, we don't have this halacha. By Kabonis, it depends, Rashi says, how you are, b'shash, you bring your carbon. Let's say by a mitzvah, there's a carbon oil of a yerid, that if you could afford it, you have to bring a behema. If not, you could bring birds. So b'shash, you bring your Kabonis, it depends how you are then. I don't care if you were rich before or not, but at the time when you bring your Kabonis, if you can't afford it, you could bring a carbon of a nani. Well, Kabonis ain't a cane. Now the Mishnah says, afilu meis oviv, v'niach loy ribuye, even in the case where your father dies, and it leaves over. So Rashi learns this part of the mission now, Arechon is going back to Erechon. And it's a milsa by itself, that even in the case that the father died of the marach, so even though in Bishas the Kain is marach, how much you could afford, you don't have any money, you could get away, you called an oni. Even though your father is about to give over Yerusha to you, we'll see in the Gemara, you don't have it yet. So that's called, even though Afilu Meis Ove V'niach Le'Rebuy lives over $10,000, while you're all Svinosa Bayam, you have a Svina, you yourself, the Marach, the one that made the Erechon upon himself, owns a big ship. Or Voleb Rebuyas, also he's supposed to get $10,000 for it, still Ein Lehegdish Baklum. The Hegdish gets nothing from it, and he's still called an Oni, and he has the right only to pay as much as he could afford. You'll see in the Gemara what the case exactly why. Now the Gemara says, it says one the beginning by Erechon, Oni V'Hesher, first B'Shash, you made the Erechon, you were poor. And the lady became rich, so you have to pay, pause rich, you have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. Why the Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Asher tasek yad hanoider. Asher tasek yad hanoider, how much you could afford. So since, at the time when you're paying now, you have hasagas yad, you could afford it, therefore you have to pay. Ma'ashen kein, what's the other way? Let's say, Asher, first you were rich, v'heni, and b'shash you want to pay, now you became an oni. Is still you have to give the amount of an oshir, because it says a pi asher tasik, which is mash Rashi says the mash mabosa shas neder aslinan. So kids of the Erechon go lukhum in both ways, either at the beginning or at the end if you could afford it. So you have to pay the exact amount of the Erechon the way you're supposed to. Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, afilu one ivesh, even though you're poor, and then you became rich. For chos of any, then you became poor again. Still nice and erechos, you have to pay the full amount. Since there's an in-between time that you could afford it. So when it says, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Yehuda? My time to Rabbi Yehuda. On the Krua, the Pasuk says, V'yimochu miyekecho. If he's poor from his Erechon, Svidashin anshi yehei b'makusai mitchilosov yatsoifai. Pasuk is mashmur, V'yimochu, mashmur, he's poor, he can't afford to pay the Erechon. So you have to be poor from the beginning until end. But if there's an in-between time that you were rich, you could afford it, then you have to pay that amount of money. Even though you don't have it now, you'll have to wait till you get it, and then you can pay. Samura says, V'elamayat, if so, when the Pasuk says, V'imdalhu, by a mitzvah, his hochinam, you want to tell me you're also, says, Loshin imdalhu, this is the umochu, mochu is mashra from the beginning until end. So you're also, imdalhu, means, achihei b'dalusim, itchlesav yatsoifayim, that by mitzvah also, he has to be poor from the beginning until the end. And if in between he becomes rich, he can't bring a korban oni, he has to bring a korban osher, is that true? For the Gemara of Yechitemi, maybe you tell me, Yochinami, yes, for Yotanan, we learned like this. We learned, Mitzayra, Shehevi korban oisav, oni. Of Mitzayra brought his korban like an oni, he was an oni at that time. Vesher, then he became rich. Or else the other way, Osher, first he was rich, Veheni then became poor. He is like, Holachachachatas, Divri Abishimin. It goes both to how you were at the time when you brought your chattis. Is that when you brought your chattis, you were poor, so you brought a chattis oni, the other kabbalas could also be brought for teres and oni. If when you brought your chattis, you were rich, you brought a chattis of an osher, the other kabbalas also. Because Reb Shimon knows the ikur is the kapor of the chattis. Reb Yudai Menoh, akurlach achar osher, goes both to the korban osher. How you were at the time when you brought your korban osher. See in the Gemara why. But I call upon him, see according to Reb Yudah, that if you're poor, Mishash, you bring a korban oshim, even though lady became rich, you go bossy korban oshim, you can bring a poor korban oni, we don't care the fact you're rich in between. The Tani would learn like this, Yeblezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Akol Holach Acher Tziporim, it depends how you were when you brought your first two birds. Rashi says, before you take your haircut, the first haircut the Mitzorah takes, he has to bring Tziporim. So, the Chorotz's theory here, it's Mashma, it depends how you are at the time you bring this korban. According to Abiyud, it should be, if you're rich at any one time, you have to bring a korban asher. So where it says, so it melo amr Abiyud amr Rav, u'shlosh to mikrech adashim, it says, here it's a special gzeras hakosef. They all three dash in one posik. But the posik says, asher loitasik yodah b'tayrosai. That we can't afford it, b'tayrosai, b'shas yitayro. So what does it mean, b'tayrosai? The b'shim in sova dover mechaper, man ninu chates. Depends how you are, b'shas you bring the korban chates. So it says, here it's a special gzeras hakosef, asher loitasik yodah b'tayrosai. You need to say you have to bring the type of the korban what you could afford at the time when you bring your chatas. For Rabbi Yehuda Sabanel, Dover HaMachshir, Omani Yoshim, it depends upon what's Machshir you. Rashi says, Dochi Mashmash, Ashelitastik Yodi Bishaf Tyra, Taylor Teres Anis, Vatira Zil, Oshim, HaMachshir, Love of Mikdash, what's Machshir to come to the base of Mikdash, Lechel Kotchim, Shemidam Oshim, Unoisa Abohinis, was Unokos Naim. It's from the Dam Oshim that you put on his fingers that lets him come. That's Machshirim. So that's if you disvote, depends upon how you are, Bishas, you brought your Korban Oshim. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sava, Hagurim loy Tyra. No, it depends what causes you to start off making your Tyra. Or Maninu Tziporim, the first two birds you bring, like you can't start taking your haircut, start bringing your whole Korbanos until you first bring these two birds. Yeah. So therefore, the kids say here it's a special Gzeres HaKosta. That's why Vimdalhu here means how you are b'shash Korban Oshem according to Rabbi Yehuda. But by Yos by Erchin, the Yemochu means you're going to bring have the heter of an oni if you are that way from the beginning until the end. Smurah says if so, v'yelahu lomli. What do we do with the drasha v'Yemdalhu? Like how come by Mitzvah we're not dashing this? What's the best word? Who? Smurah says l'Rebid chiyisle monashach. According to Rebbe, we have shown the Mishnah before, that Rebbe held Imdalhu means to say, there's only Yiptur for Mitzvah Oni, and not for the Madir. If the Madir is not an Oni, so he doesn't have the Heter. Well, the Rabbonin could Yisla, let the Rabbonin hold. Also Imdalhu, the same thing, that in a case, even though the Madir is an Oni, but if the Mitzvah was an Oshir, he also doesn't have a Heter to bring a Korban Oni, he has to bring a Korban Oshir. So that's the notion of Imdalhu, for those Peturim we had before by Mitzvah. Whereas now still, the Elamiyat, if so, still, you tell me how Yud holds, since it says, V'yimochu, it means you have to be poor from the beginning until the end. If so, in the post it says, Gu aid. Ad shihei kosher mitchlosav yatzayfai. You could only be an aid if you are fit to say this from the beginning until the end. That's the way it should be. The Chitema, maybe that's true. Hochinami. So whereas no, they're not. They were telling you like this. What's going to be if you know Edis upon somebody, actually Nasa Chosne, before you became his Chosne, his son-in-law, the Nasa Chosne, then later the person became your son-in-law. Whereas let's say Pikeya, first you were smart, then Ischarish, then you became a Cherish. Or else Pasuach, first you were open, Finistimor, then you closed up, your mouth got closed up, you can't talk anymore. Shofui, you were healthy, Vinishtatfa, then you became a Shaita. Is a raised apostle, your apostle to say Yedis. Since right now you can't say Yedis, your apostle. Abba, what's going to be? How you daily Yedis, Hachel Nasachosnei. You knew Yedis before you became a son-in-law. The Nasachosnei, then you became a son-in-law. And the Yachakach Mesavita, then you're like your wife, his daughter dies. So now you're not a son-in-law anymore. So come down at the beginning when you saw the Yedis, you were not a Korv. And now when you want to say your Yedis, you're also not a Korv. So that's back a kosher, it's good. The same thing, wasn't to be Pikei, first you were smart when you saw the Yedis, for Nischarish you became a Cherish deaf and dumb, for Chosef and Nispaka, then later became smart again. So you could say Yedis, same thing for Suach, first you could be able to talk, for Nistimo, your mouth closed up, Vachkach Nispatcha, then you opened up, you could talk again. Shofu, first you were smart, for Nistimo, you became a Shaita, a fool, for Chosef and Nishtatfa, then you became smart again. Kosher, you are kosher not to say Yedis. And Zeakla, this is the general rule. That kol shatchilosa v'sefer the kasher is kosher. As long as at the beginning and at the end you were fit, you were kosher to be an aid, it's kosher. So you see, even though it says the word who aid, we don't say you have to be fit to be aidist from the beginning until the end. As long as at the beginning and the end you were fit, it's enough, even though in between you were not fit. So Mara says, no, Shani Yosma Tanya, hey, this is different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Oiro im lo yagid. He swore and he did not say over the Edis. That's when Yechayah this Korban Shvua. So Beriya v'yagod atal v'rachmona, a milsa. That Edis is totally either b'shas you see it, or else b'shas you say over the Edis and Bezdin. So you have to be fit for Edis these two times. If you are fit, even though in between you are not fit, you still kosher to be an aid. Morris says, for your Iko, Tolerach Milsa. For Iko, and you have these two things, both Mishas Riyu and Yisur, Mishas Yisai, you're fit. For the Morris, so, Vielavahu, Lomeli again, so I don't need the word Hu, Yabai Adis. If you're telling me now you're kosher, even though you were not fit in between, so why is the person saying the word Hu? According to his drush, according to Yud's drush, when Torah says the word who, it means from the beginning until the end. She shouldn't have said the word who here. So Mer says, yes, we need to look at time like we learned. What's going to be raw, siyua shabana yadam oimdim? You see a whole bunch of people standing there, see a whole caravan, a bunch of people. The aid of b'nayim, and you have two people that know aid is for you, and they're amongst that big bunch. The Yom, and you say to all the bunch of people, you say to the whole crowd, Mashbiyeni Aleichem, I'm making a shvu upon all of you, Im Yoidematim Liyedis, if you know Edis from you, don't come and say that Shetavo Vitiduni. Any one of you that know Edis, you come and say Edis from me. So usually, if somebody knows Edis, and I come and tell you, I'm swearing for you that you should say for me, and still you say, no, you don't know, so you have a carbon shvu, that's called a shvu, that you swear you did not know Edis, later we find out you did know it. So you have a korban shvua. Shvua say this. So over here, what's going to be, you go to this crowd, and you say, I'm swearing this whole crowd, that everybody knows Edis, doesn't come and say, he should be chayiv. So how do I know that maybe there would be chayiv a korban shvua? Talmud Lomina, the Pasuk says, v'hu eid, we dash in the word v'hu, means v'arei lo yachad edav. That you only chayiv, if you miyachid, you went special to him, and you like set aside him and told him specially, like, I want you to come to say this for me. And if you don't know, I want you to swear you don't know it. Then it's chayiv korban shvua. But if you just said it to the whole bunch, they weren't miyachid, you raid them, there's no chayiv korban shvua. Yeah. Now Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel Omar, if you would have said, call me, it means call me whoever knows Edis for me. No, you don't say it to the whole group. You just say call me anybody here that knows Edis for me. I want you to come and say this for me, and I'm putting a shvu on you that you should come. And they say no, we don't know. So then Taki Yechayiv Talmud Lomi says the word vu'ed for a yacht of Edim. In this case, you were miyachad. You set aside the Edim, like you spoke to them separately. You said, I'm talking to the people that know Edis, that I'm making a shvu upon you that if you don't come, you'll be chayiv a shvu. So that's called, you are miyachad, you set aside these two Edim, and therefore if they say no, they don't know, they'll be chayiv this korban shvua seidus. Talimor says, so the Mishnah, b'kabonah senekein, by korban it's not that way, that it doesn't depend if you're usher at one time, but it depends how you are, b'shash you bring your kabonas. So Gemara says, oviv, Then the end of the Mishnah according to Rashi goes back to Erechin to say that a chiddush, that even though your father was mace, oviv mace, v'nichol rebuye, still you could bring an Erechin of an oni. So what's the question? Why? Asheru, l'churv, your father died already, you have a Yerusha, you're a rich person. So how could you bring an Erechin of an oni? You have to bring how much you're worth. So Rebu says, Amos, say this b'shan the Mishnah, v'nichol rebuye, that your father just set aside, but he did not die yet. So your father's alive. So the pshat is you don't know it yet. You don't own it yet. For the more so pshita, then pshita you don't own it yet. So just the fact your father has it and sets it aside that when he dies you'll get it, but right now you don't have it. So pshita, right now you're an oni. So when I said the chiddush is kishor yoviv goises, your father like was on his dying bed. So madam, I would have thought to say roiv goises and lemisa, that most people that got to that stage die. So I would have thought to say, like, don't let him bring his Erechin right now, but let's let him make him wait until his father actually dies, and then he's an usher, he have to bring the more amount. His command from the unknown, if you go back to the way he is right now the father did not die yet, and right now is the time he wants to pay his Erechin, and he can't afford more than 5 slayim, so you only have to pay that much. Yeah. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. In another case, this Vinosa Bayam, the guy has a ship in the ocean, or Bola Brevuyas, to have him in a rid that's $10,000 worth of merchandise, like he has a lot of things on the ship. For the Gemara Osher, again, the guy's an Osher. How could it bring an Erchon of an Oni? He's an Osher. Amrav Chizda, Kishoysa Mukheris or Mukheris Piyadacherim. Meaning to say, the merchandise wasn't yours. You just rented out your ship. And it's rented out, so it's not your money, it's not that person's money. So most still ask, I have Likas Chiris, but you're getting the rent, you rented out your ship. So for that, you can get a lot of money. So you called an Osher, you have more than 50 Shkolim. So Mor says, no, Schiris ain't a Mishtalem, it's a little psyche. You only get your Schiris to pay after the person finished using the ship. And right now, it's still rented out for this month. So true, at the end of the month, you'll get a large sum of money. But if you want to pay Yerchin right now you're an Oni, you could pay the amount that you can afford right now. For the Mor still love, a typical Mishum Svina, but even though he rented it out, but still his ship, so he owns something. So how could you call him an Oni? He Lamaisa owns a big ship, an expensive ship. And the Gemara Haman, if our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Eliezer, he goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. This now belongs like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Yemoye Icher Noisom Leitzimdoi. When a person makes Erchin, so he has to go to the Kohen has to see if he can afford to pay it or not. So the Kohen looks at him and says, if Tzimdoi means that if your job is, you're a Chamor, means you're a donkey driver, so if so, we let you keep it. Or else, Icher Noisom Leitzimdoi. If the person is an Icher, means like a plower. You work on the field, so we give you your Tzemet Boker. There's the things you need for your Panosa that we can't take away from you. That we don't take for Erchin. If the guy's a donkey driver, we let him keep his donkeys. That we can't take away. Tiroso, you make your Panosa by renting out your ship with your ship, so your ship alone we can't take away from you. We only take for Erchin the money you have. And here this person right now has no money in his hand. He only will get the rent late at the end of the month, but right now he doesn't have anything. That's the Chiddush. Right now he's called an Oni. He only has to pay what he can afford. Now the Mishnah goes to explain the Mishnah. Before we add that Hashonim Benidur, that's what the Torah says, you pay Erchon according to how old you are. It doesn't depend upon the Marach, the one that's making the Neder, but upon the one you Makabal upon. Ketzah, what does that mean to say like this? Yelid, Sheherech Zokin. Yelid inside Rashi learns, Yelid means Miben Chof V'yad Ben Shishim. From 20 until 60 is called Yelid. His Erchon is called 50 Shkolim. So let's say a person 30 years old is mekabel upon himself the herech of a zokin, because I want to be mekabel upon myself to give how much that old person at 70 years old is worth. So even though you're worth 30 years old, you don't go bust to your value of 50 shkolim, but you go bust to his value of the zokin that's only 15. Is noisen erech zokin. You go bust the person you made it upon, that his erechin you're taking upon yourself, so since he's 70 years old already, you only have to pay 15 shkolim. And the opposite way, the zokin, a man that's 70 years old already, sherech esiyot, he says he wants to be mekabel upon himself to give the erechin of a person 30 years old, so the noisen erech yelod, he has to give the erech of the yelod of a 30-year-old person, meaning 50 shkolim. That's the mission means hashonim, that the years depends upon a different erechin, that's benidim, means the person that you take it upon. If you want to pay his erechin, so you go boss to that person, how old that person is. Then the Mishnah said before, erechin benerech. What does that mean to say? His ketzad, ish sherech isha. If a man says he wants to be mekabel upon himself, to give the erechin of an isha, sanachanami, nois an erech isha. Even though they're both 30 years old, but there's different prices, how much you pay for an isha or for a man. For a man 30 you pay 50, and for an isha you pay 30. So if the man was mekabel upon himself to give the erechin of an isha, you only have to pay 30. And the opposite way, for isha sharichish, if an isha says she wants to pay the erechin of a man, so nois nerechish, she has to pay the 50 shkolim then. Then the Mishnah says before, the erech bisman, depends upon the time when you made the erechin. What is the erech? At the time when you made the erechin, Kate said, haricho pachas ben chomish. Let's say you put right now that you want to pay the erchon of this kid that's only 20 days old. And v'nasa yeser ben chomish. Forget. Pachas v'nukhet. Pachas ben chomish, less than 5 years old. So at the time when you made the neder upon this kid, he was only 4 years old. so he has a smaller amount. Then by the time you pay, you come to pay for Nasi Yesar Ben Chomish, who is made more than 5 years old. Or else, Tochis Mi Ben Esrim, when you made your net, he was only 19 years old, that person. For Nasi Yesar Ben Esrim, then by the time you go to pay up your Erechim, he's already 20 years old. So Lachur is Naisim Bizman Erechim, go according to the time when you made the nether. At that time you said, I want to be mechayv myself to pay the Erechim of this person. So at the time when you made your nether, we have to see how old he is at that time. At that time, his age at that time is how much you have to pay. Tzara Barulah, this Gemara says, Ata hekshisa dam liyachin. There's a hekish of the lochas of money, you mechayv yourself to pay money to the pashas of Erechim. Rashi says, per kam of the Gemara, the Avdalma base we had there, meaning we had there, ned the biyekacho and the fashris, ned the reino damim, biyekacho reino Erechim. It's a question of cost of lani tremil. There's a hekish there, learn out one from the other. Whether you start mechayv yourself to pay this amount of money, damim, or whether you mechayv yourself to pay the pashas of Erechim, there's a hekish, learn out one from the other. What's one of these two dinim over there? So it says there was Magolius Lekalim. They gave to a pearl to a simple one. Rashi says Magolius Lekalim is the Azdina, but Magolius Bosta Kalim, the Chsib Ekecho, Fenos Nazekecho, Biyenu, Shila Kamon, Shila Yisho, Magolius Lekalim, Oni, Sherech Atzmoi, O Bokoyim Harichoi, Vieshta Magolius Shavalam Etzloim. Here's this, you made your nether to give it. And right now, you have a pearl that right now in the road is only worth 30 shkolim. And if you'd wait until you get home into the city, they should get 50.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.